We welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we invite you at this time to turn to the book of Ezekiel. We'll begin in just a moment looking at Ezekiel chapter 2. And in looking at this, we're talking about Israel among the nations. This is under an overall theme of the missionary message of the Bible, and the fact that the Word of God is intended for all the people of all the world, and we're supposed to preach it there. And God had this in mind from the beginning. The very reason He chose Israel out as a separate nation from all other nations was that through Him He might work the plan of salvation that would bring a spiritual blessing to everyone in the world that would receive it. And so we're talking about Israel among the nations. God had expectations of Israel on how they would walk after Him and be an example to the world on what God could do. But Israel, they so often rebelled against God and did not do His will. And so they became an example to the world of what happens when you don't obey instead of what happens when you do. And God, out of His love for Israel, desiring to bless them, and finding that He could not because of their behavior, it made God angry, as any parent that loves a child would understand. Now, be turning to Ezekiel chapter 2, and while you're there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as a study guide, we're looking at the Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sundays of 1923. This particular lesson is for the Sunday of October the 21st, 1923. And so I'll begin, and then we'll get to our text. It says, "The Jews in captivity with Ezekiel were yet rebellious and idolatrous, and hearkened unto false prophets." Let me read to you that sad story, beginning in Ezekiel chapter 2. I'll read verses 1 through 7. "And he said to me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak with thee. And the Spirit entered into me, and he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet. And I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to nations that are rebellious, which have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me even unto this day. And the children are impudent and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns are with thee, and thou dost what dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my word unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious." I'll give another reading from the book of Ezekiel. This time, Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 33 through 39. And here we read, "As I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, surely with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out will I be king over you. And I will bring you out from among the peoples, and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, and with wrath poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and there will I enter into judgment with you face to face. Like as I entered into judgment with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I enter into judgment with you, saith the Lord Jehovah. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the land where they sojourn, but they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am Jehovah. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, go ye, serve everyone his idols. And hereafter also, if you will not hearken unto me, but my holy name shall you no more profane with your gifts and with your idols. Let me read to you again another passage from Ezekiel. This time, Ezekiel chapter 13. You may want to turn there and follow with me. Ezekiel chapter 13. And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own heart, Hear ye the word of Jehovah. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets have been like foxes in the waste places. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither built up the wall for the house of Israel, to stand in the battle in the day of Jehovah. They have seen falsehood and lying divination, that say Jehovah saith, but Jehovah hath not sent them. And they have made men to hope that the word would be confirmed. Have ye not seen a false vision? And have ye not spoken a lying divination? In that ye say, Jehovah saith, albeit I have not spoken. Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, because ye have spoken falsehood and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord Jehovah, and my hand shall be against the prophets that see false visions and that divine lies. They shall not be in the council of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah, Because they have seduced my people, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. And when one buildeth up a wall, they dab it with untempered mortar. Say unto them that dab it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and O ye great hailstones shall fall. And a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, Where is the dabbing wherewith ye have dabbed it? Therefore, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my wrath, and there shall be an overflowing shower in mine anger, and great hailstones in wrath to consume it. So will I break down the wall that ye have dabbed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation thereof shall be uncovered, and it shall fall, and ye shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them that have daubed it with untempered mortar. And I will say unto you, The wall is no more, neither they that dabbed it, to wit, the prophets of Israel that prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and that see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, saith the Lord Jehovah. Ezekiel chapter 13 and verse 17. And thou, son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people that prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them, and say, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Woe to the women that sew pillows upon all elbows, and make handkerchiefs for the head of persons of every stature to hurt souls. Will you hurt the soul of my people, and save souls alive for yourselves? And ye have profaned me among my peoples for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that hearken unto lies. Ezekiel chapter 13 and verse 20. Wherefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I'm against your pillows wherewith ye there hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let the souls go, even the souls that ye hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear and deliver my people out of your hand, that they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah. Because with lies ye have grieved the heart of the righteous, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way, and be saved alive. Therefore ye shall no more see false visions nor divine divinations, and I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah. And so there Israel was, going into captivity. And there Ezekiel is, prophesying unto them. And yet they were still following after false prophets. There was another prophet, Jeremiah. He exhorted them not to hearken to false prophets, but to seek the peace of the city wherein they were held as captives, for the peace of the conquerors that would have peace, and to take wives, and to rear children, and to build houses, and to till the ground until the expiration of 70 years. Let me read to you from the prophet Jeremiah. I'll begin reading in Jeremiah chapter 29, and our program will probably be over before I'm finished reading this. I'll pick up with it on the next class, if that be the case. But let me begin now. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 1. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders of the captivity, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people who Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that Jeconiah, the king, and the queen mother, and the eunuchs, and the princes of Judah in Jerusalem, and the craftsmen, and the smiths, were departed from Jerusalem. By the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah, the son of Helkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent into Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, and all the captivity whom I have caused to be carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and multiply ye there, and be not diminished, and seek the peace of the city wherewith I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto Jehovah for it. For in the peace thereof ye shall have peace. For thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Let not your prophets that are in the midst of you, and your diviners deceive you, neither hearken ye to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed, for they prophesy falsely unto you.